the record that I wanted to make was, I suppose, a little darker, a little more emotional than what I was writing. I tend to write about things after the fact. This record really just reflected how my last couple of years has been. And so instead of doing songs by me, we decided to record a song by Bob Dylan and a song by Eddie Floyd, the great soul singer, and a song by Neil Finn of the band Crowded House, a song by Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. Most of these songs were songs that I've lived with for many, many years and have loved for many years. So they had great emotional resonance to me. I just didn't happen to be the one to have written them. But once we were done, frankly, they felt like my songs.
If you had to pick one song off the new album that really resonated most closely with you, which one would it be?
I mean, I love the Richard Thompson song, Waltzings for Dreamers. It's very old-fashioned. I mean, I could hear an Irish tenor singing it in a saloon in 1918, you know, in Chicago or something, you know, with a bunch of sad-eyed, rummy drunks. One of my favorite lines, it's early on in the song, he says, "I'm as sad as a proud man can be sad tonight." And it's just, oh my God, Richard Thompson, he's such a poet.
Oh, play me a blues song and fade down the light. I'm as sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on, oh, just let me sway while the sweet violins and the saxophones play.
Was it strange not having some of your original pieces on the album?
You know, once I got in there, I was a little bit worried about not having my own songs on the record. I've done it once before on an album of mine called You Inspire Me, where that was all cover tunes. And frankly, that turned out to be one of my best records. So I think I really found a way to tell a story from beginning to end on this album. And I'm an old guy, so old guys like me, we still like the idea of an album telling a story, or an album as a piece of work, as opposed to just, you know, a song you download for 99 cents.
How do you hear that story unfolding in the album? You say it has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
The album tells the story of loss and heartbreak and then finding a way out of it toward renewal and finding a way to get past heartbreak. And the song You Are Not Alone, which was written for Mavis Staples by Jeff Tweedy, the leader of Wilco. I mean, before I ever recorded this song, I would send a copy of this song to my friends who were going through hard times.
You are not alone, I'm with you, I'm lonely too. What's that song? Can't be sung by two.
And it's not a love song. It's just, we're all in this together. We all want love. We all want to not be alone. And this too shall pass. And I love that. I really do.
How do you take such eclectic group of songs and weave them together into an album like this?
It's always been my challenge, as a jazz singer anyway, is to take songs from a lot of different places. I mean, my previous albums have, featured, you know, a song by Irving Berlin right next to a song by John Lennon, next to a song by Pink Floyd, next to a song by Cole Porter. And they work together. I mean, I suppose it's my voice that ties things together the most. I think a great song is a great song.
What are you working on now?
I've been really focusing on the idea of doing more and more orchestral gigs. I just sang with the Boise Philharmonic, and it was wonderful. I played with the Dallas Symphony this summer in Vail, Colorado at the big music festival there, Bravo Music Festival. I did a whole evening of my songs with the Dallas Symphony and a great conductor called Jeff Tysick. And I've been doing more and more of that. It is really, really fun to play with an orchestra. I mean, 20 years ago, if you'd have said I was going to be saying that, I would say, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, orchestras are for old guys. Well, again, I'm an old guy, and I really love it. There's something just so nourishing about playing with that many fantastic musicians.
You know, I know a lot of musicians, they don't like to be categorized, but you have moved from rock and pop to jazz. Mm-hmm. Does that matter to you, crossing genres like that?
It matters less and less to me now. I mean, when I made this new record, Larry Klein and I, the producer, Larry Klein and I decided to throw out the idea of whether I was a jazz musician or a pop musician or a soul musician or a blues singer and just make music, beautiful music. So it seems that the further I go into my own thing, the further I just let the genres blur and the lines between them kind of disappear, the better off I am.